As everyone will know, there is a problem with the global economies. Inflation is rife everywhere, although some countries are suffering more than others. In the UK in the 21st century, we have people having to go to food banks in order to eat and parents going without food so their children can eat. This is more like Victorian England than the 21st century. I'm not going to get into the causes, nor the solutions. I'm not an economist nor a politician, but what I can do is hand out a few tips that might help. I recently read of a family that, in order to save energy, decided to only put on their heating one day a week, and to use lights on their head to do everything else, so they did not need to turn their room lights on. Now, I've not looked into this, but my instinctive thoughts are this: they need to buy the lamps, one for each person. These lights won't last indefinitely and will need bulbs replacing or recharging. Also, energy-saving light bulbs save around 80% over standard bulbs, so using those might be as good as the headlights this family is using, and better for seeing. As for only putting on the heating once a week, I think that would be no saving at all. During the 6 days the heating is off, the family will be uncomfortable and the house cooling down. Then, on the one day with heating, it has to be heated up from a low level and would cost quite a lot. That is not to mention the danger of burst pipes if the temperature outside goes below freezing. That would incur plumbers' bills, which, as we all know, is high. Here are a few ideas. To help conserve heat, close curtains when it gets dark. Actually, as soon as you need to put on a light is best. Put thermostatic valves on every radiator. I know it costs money, but you will get it back in the long run. Don't heat rooms that are not being used. Or at least turn down the heating in those rooms. Nowadays, with central heating, everyone can retire to their own rooms and be comfortable. When I was growing up, I could not be comfortable in my bedroom in winter. It was just too cold. The family was in one room, the living room, everyone together. No one had their own TV in their bedroom, an individual generates around 400 watts, so a family of four, just being together generates 1,600 watts. And if the TV is on, or a computer, that will add to that heat. So all live in one room. And finally, turn the heating down a couple of degrees. That will save you money and you will barely notice. Finally, wear more clothes. I see people thinking that in the house they should be able to wear a t-shirt. No. If it's winter, wear a pullover and a long-sleeved something underneath. I will make a few other suggestions in another post soon, about what else you can do to help save money in this difficult time.